You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. The vote recount continues in Michigan, even as State Attorney General Bill Schuette and the campaign of President-elect Trump keep pushing forth with challenges to that recount. Recounting began Monday in Oakland and Ingham counties, and Wayne County began today. And a growing awareness is happening of technical problems coupled with possible human error, adding up to precincts that cannot be recounted. Chad Livengood of the Detroit News has been reporting on the recount issues, and he's with us now. Chad, what kind of problems are we seeing that are preventing precincts from being recounted?
Well, there's a lot of procedures you have to go through before you can actually recount a box of ballots, basically, from an individual precinct. And these procedures want to make sure that there's never been any tampering with these ballot boxes. They're usually in, like, almost suitcases, basically. And they've been locked up since Election Day. They got a zip tie seal on them. And with that seal, there's a number there that shows how many ballots are on that. And then from there, they have to, when the election workers have to look at that number and compare it to what's in the poll book, which is the book that the worker records when you get a ballot when you're at the polls. So they want to make sure that those numbers match up. And in the canvas of Wayne County in particular, they found that 36% of the precincts didn't have numbers that matched up. And there's a lot of reasons. Sometimes they have explanations, and when they have an explanation, that can be recounted. But when there's not an explanation and they can't reconcile it by just manually counting the ballots to see if they add up, then that precinct gets set aside and is not recounted. Now, it still counts in the final tally of numbers, but it has to be the tally on election night, not on the recount.
What do we think is behind that, or what's the best guess? Is this exhausted precinct workers or nefarious doings?
Well, a lot of people are going to try to draw conclusions here. Now, the numbers that are off are almost always about one ballot off. The majority of them are one ballot off, and at the most, they're five ballots off. Now, five ballots in lots of precincts can make a lot of difference in things. But like in Wayne County in the suburbs, 72% of them were off by one ballot. And there can be reasons. Ballots get jammed in the machine. Someone wants a new ballot. They spoiled it, and it gets cast. And so there's different explanations that come along with this. But the election law is pretty well prescribes this procedure to go through to see if it's eligible to be recounted. And that includes if the number doesn't add up, they count it once. If it doesn't add up, then they count it a second time. And if it does add up on the second time, then they have to count it a third time.
It is kind of head-spinning. And I know I saw your piece in the news yesterday when the recount had not even begun in Wayne County. And you had the story that over half of Detroit and nearly one-third of Wayne County's vote was possibly ineligible for a recount. How was this clear before they even got started counting today at Cobo?
Yeah, we're working off the Wayne County canvassers report that details the discrepancies they found in the canvas of the vote, where they're looking at the poll book, they're looking at the tape that comes off the machine that kind of print out for precinct reports. But the canvassers never break open, rarely ever break open ballot boxes to try to see what's going on themselves. We don't have any kind of real mechanism for an audit in this state of election results, which is one of the larger issues that Jill Stein is trying to raise here. You don't necessarily have to recount 4.9 million ballots, but you could recount 150,000 random ballots and maybe get a sense about whether everything is kosher. So we just went on the report. Now they're going to use that report as a guide in that recount in Wayne County at Cobo Center to basically determine and use that to figure out whether precinct can be, in fact, recounted.
And what of stories of beat-up old voting machines that just couldn't cut it on election night?
Well, there's always that factor. And these voting machines are over a decade old. They were bought post-2000 election when all the reforms kind of swept the country following all the problems with punch card ballots and hanging chads in Florida. So, yeah, we got into this optical scanning equipment, which is usually pretty good, although in recounts they do find that faintly marked ballots sometimes don't get scanned or counted, or you might have marked outside of the oval or outside of the arrow, and that doesn't get counted. And so, you know, there's different things that arise in recounts when you start looking at these things by hand, and that's why the numbers start changing.
Now, you tweeted that you're hearing from readers pretty steamed up over precincts not being recounted, and they're concluding this is proof of voter fraud, is it?
Not necessarily. I mean, it could be proof of human error, and it certainly could be proof of exhausted election worker trying to reconcile votes at 11 o'clock at night or midnight after a 14-hour day at the polls. That's what some of the proponents of this recount are trying to use it to try to, you know, have a good autopsy of just how exactly we account for balloting in this state.
Chad Live and Good Detroit News. As always, thanks, Chad.
Thanks for having me.